rhymes and sounds, in leaps and bounds, scales and notes and endless quotes. Hey, black soul being told.
There's an epidemic of young black men killing each other in Chicago.
And going to jail.
And going to jail and, you know, losing their whole lives because of there's nothing, no hope, no sense of a future for them. Yeah, we feel that because this is our generation. These are our kids coming up. And we hope that somewhere along the line, somebody will come along politically and hope that that can change and change that whole situation in America because it's only going to get deeper and darker.
D-bop. Left Earth on a new birth. In space, out space, our place and face.
Things and money have taken precedent. And now we're in this gadget, electronic age, a technological age, where matters of the heart seem to be less and less important. It's like we're all wired up to some cable, and we can be shut on or shut off depending upon what time of day it is. And it becomes really sad because humanity should not be put on the stake like that.
And is it hard with technology now for artists to cut through that and sort of get through to people? Do you think there are artists who speak for this generation? Kendrick Lamar, for instance, yes, there's tracks on his record.
I was just going to say that, Kendrick Lamar. But everybody says he sounds like he's just the baby who just dropped out of the last poet's room. That's what they say. He sounds really? So much like him. Yeah. I ain't heard him yet either, but I want to hear him. I like to hear what he's doing and what he's saying.
Free. You looking at me like it ain't a receipt, like I never made ends meet, eating your leftovers and raw meat. This ain't free. Living in captivity, raised my cap salary, celery, telling me green is all I need. Evidently, all I seen was spam and raw sardines.
Hip-hop is one of the biggest, well, it is the biggest
hip-hop has surpassed
cultural form every, at the moment.
Every form of music that existed before has been surpassed by hip-hop because it has attracted the attention of young people internationally. Record producers are not interested in pushing anything that's got consciousness connected. That's not helpful to their business. Most of them are looking for clowns. They're looking for somebody to talk about gangsters and booty and things and cars and diamonds and nothing that's of any consequence is going to help us develop a better understanding of life and what we're supposed to be about. I want something that's got some understanding of what's right and wrong.
The style has been appropriated, but the message has been diluted.
Yeah, okay. That's a perfect way to put it. Many people have been totally infatuated with the style. You call yourself 50 Cent? I have no respect for you calling yourself 50 Cent. You can't get jacked with 50 Cent. I'm sorry. I'm not buying none of that. Then he puts out a movie called Get Rich or Die Trying. That's not the message we need to send our kids. Because we have a whole bunch of kids in jail trying to get rich.
Roy Urwich and Fats Waller, who was known to holler, the joint is jumping with a fat man's joy as everybody started stomping at the Savoy.
We have a black president in America, and there brings a lot of backlash. That is a big problem. There are quite a number of folks who may not have a Confederate flag in their room, but they got a Confederate flag around their hearts, and they cannot stand the idea that you got a bunch of, they got a black family, including his mother-in-law, in the White House. And he not only was there for 4 years, but he got re-elected. So quite a few people are very, very upset.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
We have been true to who we've always been. I mean, I've been asked a million times to go to Madison Avenue and write commercials. I'm not doing no Doritos commercial or commercial for Cheese Whiz or nothing else. We never wanted to be a part of that because we knew there was something bigger that we had to be responsible for. And we see how the system continues to use manipulation to control the people. And we do not endorse that. So if we were to participate, then we're just as much as the enemy of ourselves as we are talking about in our poetry.
For all the mouths that speak of revolution without reference, the course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between. But...